Thank the Lord tonight for the privilege to be in Bakersfield. As the Lord put a burden on our heart to be with you, and we ask for your prayers tonight that the Lord would meet with us. And we're very aware tonight that without the blessings and the Spirit of God that we do not have anything in ourselves. I would ask us tonight to each one of us examine our own life and open up our heart to God that we would receive what the Lord has for us.
Yeah.
I know tonight that all of us have plans for tomorrow, don't we? Don't we all have plans? There are ambitions tonight, and there's nothing wrong with that in its proper place. We all have desires. We all have things for the future that we're looking forward maybe to doing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the world is living tonight in such a way as if there's no tomorrow. Doing what feels good to you. Doing the things that you want to do. Living today like you want to. Giving no thought. Giving no heed to the tomorrows. And tonight, the little message the Lord's put on my heart, I was battling with it all day, to be honest with you. We're on the road. And I prefer to bring the message tonight in the flesh on something that would help us all to feel good and go home being glad that be feeling good in our spirit. But there is a place tonight that God is wanting us to be awake and be aware of the times in which we live and know this, that tomorrow may not come. And I would ask us, each one of us, saved, sinner, wherever you are tonight, you may claim to be sanctified, but I want you to ask yourself this question tonight. Are you ready to meet God? Are you living in a place, all of your attitudes, all of your thoughts, the things that you have been doing that no one else knows about, are you ready tonight to stand before the judgment seat of God and say, Lord, here I am. Thank the Lord for the judgment. You know, you can live in such a way tonight that you can look forward to the coming of Christ. There's a place tonight that you can look forward to the time that God calls you to come home with Him. Are you ready? The one tonight that has been our friend,
yes.
The one that has been our Savior, the one that has been so long-suffering with us, and I thank God for it. One of these days, though, He is going to stand in judgment.
Yes.
Whereas tonight, in my needs, and I look over the past, like the song says, and I beheld how His wide arms of mercy held me. I thank God for His mercy tonight. I thank God for the delivering power of the blood of Jesus like we've heard about. But I also know tonight there's coming a time, and I don't know when it's going to be, that I'm going to stand before God, and no longer can I say, Lord, You understand my weakness. Will You have mercy on me? No more am I going to be able to say, Lord, would You be long-suffering? Lord, would You forgive me one more time of the things I've been struggling with in my life? Folks, that is the reason why the Lord sends these meetings. This is the reason the Spirit of God comes along, that we with His grace would be extended, that His long-suffering, that His mercy, that this deliverance of salvation would be extended to each one of us.
Yeah.
But one of these days, there's going to be no more time to pray.
Yeah.
No more time to say, Lord, would You have mercy on me? How many times have we prayed that in saints and sinner? I'm thankful for that tonight because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the mercy of God. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the times I was able to go and the Lord was not there to cut me off in judgment, but He was there to bring me along and give me mercy and be long-suffering with me, and I needed it.
Yeah.
But folks, there's coming a day when it won't be there any longer.
Amen.
You'll turn with me to the 12th chapter of Luke.
Yes, amen.
Luke chapter 12, begin with the 16th verse. Scripture says, He said unto them, the 16th verse, He spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years.
Yes.
Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Was there anything wrong with planning to build bigger barns? No. If you were in his place, you might have looked on and your barns overflowing, say, well, I think that tomorrow and in the next few weeks I need to build some bigger barns to store my goods. And there was nothing wrong with that. There was nothing wrong with the plans of the future. But yet he was sitting back, spiritually complacent, saying, soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God spoke to him and he said unto him, thou fool,
yes.
Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. I would want us, the little message the Lord has for us tonight is, soul, thy soul shall be required of thee. One of these days, one of these nights, folks, let's be honest with it. Don't sometimes we get a little bit too caught up thinking we're going to have the tomorrows?
Yeah.
Thinking tomorrow, folks, there are so many people that have good intentions to say, one of these days I'm going to get victory in my life. I know I've been struggling with this. And Lord, you know I love you. And I've been struggling with this, but I don't just haven't had the victory. And Lord, one of these days I'm going to get the help that I need. I'm going to get serious with you. Folks, there have been thousands that have gone out to meet God still intending to get the help that they needed. Do you know there are some here tonight, and I don't know a lot of you, but I know this, that with as many folks that are here tonight, there are some tonight that have intentions to make their peace with God. There are probably some tonight who have a high profession of salvation. Everybody thinks well of you, and there's sin in your life. Going out into eternity, your soul is going to be required of you. Are you ready, just like you are tonight, are you ready to stand before God and say, Lord, thank you so much. Here I am, Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready for your husband, your wife to stand up and judge you? They love the Lord. There's no sin in their life. They're ready to meet God. Those that are closest to you, your children, your parents, you know they should be the ones that have the most confidence in you because they see it when you're under pressure. They see the things that you do. They see what's in your life. Would you be willing for them to stand in honest judgment of you? If not, may I ask you, why not? Thy soul shall be required of thee. We can go from here tonight, but if you're not ready to meet God, you can leave this world so quickly.
Yeah.
We had a sister back home, young as she was in her 40s, I guess, early 50s. She went out in a second in a car accident. It wasn't her fault. She was being careful. It was not her fault. And instantly, she left this life.
Yes.
And there are stories after stories, and you probably know some, that go out into eternity without a moment. Folks, this is the reason why we need to live every single day ready to meet God. Thy soul is going to be required of you. Hypocrites, your soul is going to be required of you like you are right now with a profession of salvation, with everybody thinking, oh, that family, they're so spiritual. And all the time, there are things in your life that God knows about their sin that's going to keep you from entering in. People that have a profession that have not been able to forgive their brother that has trespassed against them, they're going to lose their soul.
Amen.
Your soul is going to be required of thee. Tonight, there is time. There is a mercy of God being extended. If there is one need in your life tonight, it is the mercy of God that He's saying, one more time, I'm going to deal with you. One more time, I'm going to show your need. But if you reject the Spirit, the voice of the Spirit tonight, you have no assurance of tomorrow. And then the tomorrow after that, you're going to get into a form. You're going to get into a pattern. And folks, one of these days is going to happen. You're going to lose your life. And some say, I don't think the Lord's going to come back for a long time. Well, we don't really know, but it doesn't matter because I know the Lord's going to come back for me.
Yeah.
If it's not in the general resurrection, it's going to be before then for me individually.
Yeah.
We only have so many years, folks,
yeah.
And some of us don't have very much longer to go.
Amen. Right.
You know, there are times and I've been in situations that I knew my life was in a place that it was right there. I knew it could be taken out any time. Do you know what puts a solemnity on you and starts to really get to a place to start examining your life? Lord, is there anything in my life that's going to hinder me. Folks, when you're in a place like that, it makes you serious before God. There is a place tonight I would that no one leave here not prepared to meet God. The scripture in Romans, let's just turn and read in James. James in the 4th chapter. James chapter 4, beginning with the 13th verse. He said, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get grain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and do this or that." He said, "But ye now, ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a failure." No. To him it's a weakness. No. To him it is sin. If you know to do good tonight and God has put a thing on your life and you keep pushing it off and neglecting to get the power and the grace and the help that you need tonight to overcome that thing is sin to you, and heaven is a holy place and no sin's going to go there. Where do we stand? The scripture says the day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? Only those that have been blood washed and still have their garments clean and pure and undefiled tonight. If there is any defilement, folks, I encourage us, lay down your professions. Too many times we hide behind the cloak that I was saved back then. I was sanctified so many years ago. Folks, it's not going to matter when you stand before God. It's going to matter is how are your robes? Are they still clean? Are they still pure? Let's not hide behind the cloak of righteousness. God knows our hearts. And if there is one sin in our life, we're going to lose our soul over that thing. You can have your plans. You can plan to do better. You can plan to make it right. You can plan your restitutions. But thy soul shall be required of thee.
Yes.
And the God told that rich man, he said, this night.
Yes.
This night, no more opportunity. Are you ready for that?
Lord bless.
Yes, I'm set. No, I don't want to hear the profession now. Are you pure? Are you without sin? Are you undefiled? Have you forgiven everybody that's trespassed against you? There are battles in life, folks. I know we're all tempted. We all have battles. There are things we all have to come to God and say, "Lord, I need more grace in this thing." But have we done it? Have we gotten the victory in those areas of our life? The scripture says that Christ is going to come back as a thief in the night when people are saying, safety. If everything's safe and there are peace and content, then will Christ come back.
Right.
If you knew the thief was going to come, wouldn't you be ready for him? A few months ago, our home was broken into. We were on a trip when we came home and things were stolen. Someone had broken in, violated our home. If I would have known it, I would have either stayed home or I would have had someone be there waiting for them. When they came in, there'd be someone waiting. Do you know that there the Lord is going to come back when we don't expect it? When we don't expect it, like tonight.
Yes.
Are you ready? We sing the song, "Just As I Am." The scripture, the song says, "Just as I am, without one plea. Lord, I don't have any excuses to offer. I have no more justifications. Lord, here I am. I'm ready for my soul to stand before the judgment seat of God." Scripture in Romans in the 14th chapter. Romans 14, chapter 10. Said, "Why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." Folks, we could go through tonight and you can look on people that you know real well and maybe you could do some human judging. And you can bring down some judgments and this isn't right in your life and you're okay. But folks, I can't do that. I don't know what's in your heart tonight. The scripture says that the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. There are people I know by their first names tonight, and you probably do too, that people all over think this is a wonderful individual. Saved, sanctified, wonderful people. And there are things that ought not to even be mentioned that I know are going on. congregation and everybody think you're real spiritual. God is looking in our hearts tonight. He knows what's in it, and thy soul shall be required of thee, with just like it is. He went on to say here then, for as it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. We're going, when we stand before God, and the Lord says your time is up, and you stand before the judgment seat of God, folks, I'm not going to be there to say, well, Lord, my brother did this. And my sister did that, and the pastor did that. And Lord, the congregations, they just didn't treat me right. Lord's going to say, I don't want to hear that. Why did you respond like you did? Why didn't you forgive him? Didn't you know this is why my son died? He came to give you power. He came to give you the ability by the grace of God to forgive, to live holy, to live pure. I remember growing up, there were times when we were little, my brother and I may get involved in a little something, and my dad came up and said, now, why are you doing that? And began to correct one of us. And the other would point the other, well, he'd say, no, I don't want to hear about them. Why did you do that? You know the Lord's going to do that as well? You say, well, Lord, I would have done better. I would have had victory if so-and-so over there would have done what they did. Folks, where are you spiritually tonight? You can put blame, the sister mentioned in her testimony, you can put blame on how you were raised and say, Lord, if I would have been raised differently, I would have had more victory in my life. Folks, the grace of God overcomes the way we are raised. The grace of God in the power of the blood overcomes where we were raised and what church we were raised. It overcomes the environment that we're in. It overcomes the genetic predisposition in the personalities. The power in the blood is there to overcome all those things tonight. And when we stand before God, He's going to want us to give account of ourselves. Why did you do that? Well, Lord, no. What's in your heart? What is in your heart tonight? Thy soul shall be required.
Yes, so
without warning, without any time. The sister back home I mentioned of, there was one of her brothers was a little bit concerned just because he would have thought it would have been nice for her just to at least have a little bit of time to pray. But you know, we need to live so that we don't need any more time to pray. We need to be living daily so carefully in the sight of God that we are ready. And when the Lord comes back, we can say, thank the Lord, you delivered me from this world. And I'm thankful to be able to stand before the judgment seat of God. The Scripture says in Ecclesiastes, that for all these things, everything in your life, God's going to bring you into judgment. The Scripture says also there in Ecclesiastes, He said, with every secret thing, He said, whether it be good, whether it be evil, dear ones, God, you're going to give account for yourself. You can go away and nobody can know what you're doing. You can come back on Sunday and Wednesday. You can go on your way having your high testimony. The Lord knows your heart tonight. In one of these days, your soul is going to be required of you. And where will you be then? Where will you be? Would you be willing tonight? And I know I'm a private person, and I know probably many of you are as well, but would you be willing tonight for Christ to walk in front of us all and just begin to go through the aisles? Would you be willing for that tonight? And expose every sin, expose all carnality, expose all unforgiveness, and maybe even just write on a little overhead projector so everybody could see it. Stooping in the dust, writing something on the ground, maybe writing our name, and then writing after it everything that's unlike Christ. Thy soul shall be required of thee just like you are, just in the condition that you are tonight. Do not expect to be any different tomorrow. Do not expect for it to be any different next year. Folks, one of these days the Lord's going to say it's enough. It is enough. And we're going to stand before God. In Luke, in the 12th chapter, in the first verse.
Amen.
Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Scripture says, We'll just begin reading the latter part of the first verse. Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
Yes.
Beware of hypocrisy tonight, folks. And I know I'm stressing and I'm repeating it, but beware of hypocrisy. Beware of professing and saying that you're ready to meet God when there's sin in your life. What is sin? To him that knoweth to do good. Sometimes we say, well, sin, it's adultery and it's murder. No, yes, it is those things. It's unforgiveness.
Yes.
Carnality can become sin, folks. Anything that you know to do good, that God puts his finger and says, I have deliverance for you here, and you continue on your way without availing yourself of the grace and the power of God, that thing will keep you out of heaven.
Yes, it will.
Beware of hypocrisy. Beware of the profession without having your soul pure and spotless, ready to stand before God. He said, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be made known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed on the housetops. Are you ready for that time to come? When all is going to be revealed, thy soul is going to be required of you, folks. You get nothing else out of the Word tonight. Go knowing this, that your soul is going to be required of you. You're not going to know when, and you may not have any time to prepare for that time. Jesus told, speaking to the Pharisees, he said, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. You can justify, you can excuse, but God knows exactly where you're at tonight. He also said,
yes.
Well, he knows the hypocrite. He knows the sinner tonight. If you're in sin, it doesn't matter what your profession, if you're in sin tonight, and if there are things that you have been battling and struggling with, there is a place of consistent, constant victory for you tonight. There is a place the Lord wants to do a work in your life that you can go from here saying, I know my name is there. Folks, too many people have, I think so. I hope it is. I'm trying. I think it is. Folks, there's an experience tonight that you can say, I know my name is there. I know I'm saved. I know there's no sin in my life. You don't have to hang your head when you say it. You can know because God has done a work in your life. And you can say, Lord, I'm ready for you to come back and say, come to the judgment. You say, Lord, you require my soul. Here it is. And I don't plead my works, as was said. I don't plead any of that, but I plead the blood of Jesus who gave me the ability and the power to live godly every single day in this present world. There's that kind of experience tonight, folks. And if you don't have it, know this is the reason Jesus came. It was to get us ready. To get us ready to stand before a judge that was not going to have any more mercy.
Amen.
We're not going to take the time to read it. You know the scripture in James, the second chapter, where it said, if you offend in one point, ye are guilty of all. You can lay out your good works. You can lay out all the good things that you've done and all the good characteristics in your life and in your experience. But if there is one sin in your life tonight, it's going to keep you out of heaven. Thou fool, this night, tonight, your soul is going to be required of you. So what are we going to do? We rely and we depend upon the mercy and the grace and the long-suffering of God. But one of these days, the one who is our Savior is going to have the roll book in his hand. And you're going to stand before God and he's going to open up the Word and he's going to begin to see what's behind your name. Pure, holy, forgiveness, merciful, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness. Is that behind your name tonight? Folks, if there are things other than that behind your name tonight, your soul is going to be required of you, and you're going to stand before God just like you are tonight without having any more time. And that's why I said, please look at your own life.
Yes.
And what would your companions say about it? What would your children say? What do the people you work with say? What do the people that you do business with say? The ones you never see again, just one-time business deals. What are they going to say about your life? If they were to stand in judgment, would they have to sit back and say, that person's just different? Folks, it takes the power and the blood of Jesus to be different. Let's get our house in order.
Amen.
If you're not ready tonight, if you're not prepared, no. We sing the song sometimes, the day of grace is past. I can hardly fathom that. That's difficult for me to even really fathom because God has always been there.
Amen.
The blood, the power, the long suffering, it's always been there for us, dear ones. But one of these nights, one of these days, it's going to stop. And now he's going to see, did you avail yourself of what I made available? Did you avail yourself? Have you been living like you're supposed to live by my grace? The day of his grace is past. And dear ones, if you're not ready, when your soul's required, what is going to happen? Depart ye. I never knew you. And what is the result? And I hate to even talk about it, but folks, there's a hell. There's a hell when people have one sin, one root of bitterness that has sprung up into unforgiveness and been left there. People are going to lose their soul in a devil's hell. No more opportunity, no more grace, no more time to say, Lord, you were always so long-suffering. Why won't you hear me now? He's going to say, I gave you ample time. Folks, in the days of Noah, in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and every time you read about the judgments of God, God was merciful. He gave time. He gave opportunity. He was not unjust. And when people rejected it, then the wrath and the judgment of God was poured out in finality. In one of these days, it's going to be on us. And the only thing that's going to allow us to stand before God and hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, is going to be by the pure white robes that people are wearing. And that only comes about by the blood.
Yes.
Scripture says the Spirit of God will not always strive with man. Yes. Folks, if God has spoken to you tonight, if there is anything that you would be uncomfortable, and you may sit back and say, well, Brother Michael, there's no sin in my life. But if there's anything that you are uncomfortable with in your life, if there's anything that you feel a little bit hesitant and unsure about, folks, are you ready to stand before God with that? If you are, then Lord bless you. But I want us to know there's going to come a time, no more prayers, no more mercy, no more grace. And the Lord is going to say for you, it's it. It's over. And He's going to judge you. You reject Christ?
Yeah.
You say, no, I'm not rejecting Christ. The Scripture says, if you reject Christ and reject my words, there is one that judgeth you. And folks, we are quickly approaching that time.
Yes, that's true.
The Scripture says that God is not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And I thank the Lord for that tonight. I thank God for His power, for His mercy, for His deliverance. But folks, one of these days, it's going to be over. And the Lord is going to come your way and say, this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. And if He did it tonight, where would you spend eternity?